Hundreds of delegates have gathered in Atlanta for the State of the Black World Conference. The four-day event focuses on some of the biggest challenges facing blacks. The conference started last night with what was billed as an international town hall meeting that included some of the nation's best-known black leaders. From Atlanta, NPR's Joshua Leves reports.
The State of the Black World Conference is the brainchild of Ron Daniels, head of a civil rights and legal affairs group called the Center for Constitutional Rights.
In every community I go into, somebody's struggling against police brutality. People are fighting for better economic conditions. People are fighting to make their schools better. They may be a small group of dedicated people, but they are fighting. They're not connected with the other people around the country who are doing the same thing.
Daniels says civil rights groups like the NAACP and the Urban League work on these issues, and they have their own conferences. But he wanted to create an event that would include people who aren't affiliated with these groups. People like Shelley Foran, a management consultant who came to the conference hoping to hear a diversity of views.
We really haven't had a forum outside of the civil rights movement in the 60s where African Americans have come together. We tend to believe that we need a leader. And as African Americans, we don't necessarily need a leader, we need a collective.
While many of the sessions at the conference will focus on issues facing African Americans, there are also attendees from Haiti, Cuba, England, and numerous other countries. Organizer Daniels says he based the idea on the Pan-African conferences held by W.E.B. Du Bois and other black leaders in the 19th century, and on an international gathering of people of African descent that took place in Atlanta in 1970.
So in a sense, this is 31 years later, as we go into the 21st century, is designed to do the same thing. It's designed to say, what is the state of the black world?
Speakers were invited to respond to that question last night at the conference's opening session. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Reverend Jesse Jackson, and a youth representative were among those taking part in the international town hall meeting. They brought up all sorts of topics and called for all sorts of changes. Author and political activist Sonia Sanchez said African Americans today allow problems like drugs and poor schools to get worse.
From the 60s, we do not have what I call that black social force that supported us. We don't have us organizing and uniting at all.
Martin Luther King III, head of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, said perhaps the worst problem facing the black world is the AIDS epidemic in Africa.
There is medical assistance that exists in this country and throughout the world that can help eradicate the HIV/AIDS crisis. We must demand that that happen.
The most heated and well-received comments came from Reverend Al Sharpton. He accused the administration of using the new war to fulfill its own agenda and avoid dealing with domestic problems.
George Bush is fulfilling the dream of his daddy with their interpretation of a new world order. We must interpret the dreams of our mothers and daddies. I don't blame Bush, I blame us for bowing to Bush.
Sharpton got a standing ovation after making his comments. The topic of how African Americans should respond to the events of September 11th and the war will be discussed at another session later today with a different set of speakers. There are also sessions planned about economic development, building stronger families, and reparations for slavery. Joshua Leves, NPR News, Atlanta.